can handle the truth.
Second hour of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, on this Monday, Memorial Day, the 28th of May, 2007. Before I get back to where I was going with this this article, I want to remind everybody that we're on a pledge drive here. We have just given notice that we have to move. We're going to move at the end of June. Sandra and John have secured another place, I believe, and we're going to be moving throughout the month. I think we're only going to be down about 24 hours, but we still need your support, folks. We need for you to dig down, take out a donation there, 50, 100, 200, 500, whatever you can afford, and send it into the network, because they're making a comeback. And yes, we're on the air. We're not going anywhere. We're still a little bit behind on the bills, but we could use some more help. So if you would, pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719, make a donation to Sandra, talk to that pleasant lady. She's such a nice lady. You know that? I've known her now I've known her personally here for 2.5 months. And I'll tell you, you can't find a nicer lady. Send your donations to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go online at republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, and send in 50, 100, 200, whatever you can afford. If you've already sent in, I understand that. I appreciate it. We really appreciate your help. If you can afford to send a little bit more, that's appreciated as well. If you haven't already sent in a donation, please do. You just don't know how good you're going to feel by doing it. I always know how good I feel by donating, and I've done it. Trust me. Okay. With that said, let's go back to what I was saying. I'm reading this article, The Bush Family Oligarchy Funding the Hitler Project, and it ties in with this article that Don Nikoloff did. It ties in with so many things that are going on right now. It's like the Nazi party. The party never died, folks. So I'm going to continue here. By the way, the lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in with a comment or a question or a statement or whatever you want. Hitler said that the German people have been soft for too long, and every communist official must be shot. All communist deputies must be hanged this very night. That's the night of the Reichstag burning. All friends of the communists must be locked up, and that goes for the Social Democrats and the Reichsbanner as well. Hitler left the fire scene and went straight to the offices of his newspaper, the Volkische Beobachter, to oversee its coverage of the fire. He stayed up all night with Goebbels, putting together a paper full of tales of a communist plot to violently seize power in Berlin. At a cabinet meeting held later in the morning, February 28th, Chancellor Hitler demanded an emergency decree to overcome the crisis. He met little resistance from his largely non-Nazi cabinet. That evening, Hitler and Papen went to Hindenburg, and the befuddled old man signed the decree for the protection of the people and the state. I think I'm going to a break here. Is that right? We're going? No, maybe we're not. Okay. Oh, yeah, we are. Okay, I didn't want to go into this next part without taking a break first. All right, we're going to take a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to continue with this after the break. You're listening to The American Awakening live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll see you in three, and we'll continue. Stick with me.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Call-in lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to go ahead and continue with this article. Remember, the cabinet meeting later held in the morning of February 28th, Chancellor Hitler demanded an emergency decree to overcome the crisis, and he met little resistance from the largely non-Nazi cabinet. That evening, Hitler and Papen went to Hindenburg, and the befuddled old man signed the decree for the protection of the people in the state. And the emergency decree stated that restrictions on personal liberty, on the right of free expression of opinion, including freedom of the press, on the rights of assembly and association, and violations of the privacy of postal, telegraphic, and telephonic communications, and warrants for house searches, orders for confiscation, as well as restrictions on property, are also permissible beyond the legal limits otherwise prescribed. Immediately, there followed the first big Nazi roundup as truckloads of SA and SS roared through the streets, bursting in on known communist hangouts and barging into private homes. Thousands of communists, as well as social democrats and liberals, were taken away into protective custody to SA barracks where they were beaten and tortured. I don't have to worry about justice. My mission is only to destroy and exterminate, nothing more. That's a quote by Hermann Göring in March 3, 1933. 51 anti-Nazis were murdered. The Nazis suppressed all political activity, meetings, and publications of non-Nazi parties. The very act of campaigning against the Nazis was in effect made illegal. Now, let's see how that compares. The rise of the Fourth Reich. The response of the United States government to a frightened and enraged U.S. citizenry over the September 11th attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center has been eerily reminiscent of Hitler's strategy following the burning of the Reichstag. As well, the rapidity and recklessness with which the Bush administration and the U.S. Congress have abrogated the Bill of Rights places the U.S. government squarely in the same camp with the enemies of freedom they purport to oppose. The Anti-Terrorism Act of 2001. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee steamrolled through the Congress a bill which would dramatically increase the power of U.S. law enforcement agencies. Attorney General John Ashcroft insisted that the FBI needed additional surveillance and enforcement powers immediately, and that the Department of Justice demanded the bill be enacted by September 28th. The House Judiciary Committee was scheduled to vote on the Bush administration's bill on the morning of September 25th. However, in response to an outcry, the vote was rescheduled to take place only 2 days after the catastrophic attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The Senate voted for anti-terrorist legislation which increased internet surveillance after senators were given just 30 minutes to read the measure. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, the DOJ, has sat on this bill, a wish list, for some time, waiting to take advantage of a tragedy like the World Trade Center attack to ram it through Congress with little debate or objection. The Anti-Terrorism Act would eliminate of 2001 would eliminate the legal requirement for government agents to obtain permission from a judge before being allowed to search homes and download computer files. Under the proposed law, the information gathered could be used in court, a legal change which presently violates constitutional protections against search and seizure. The property bill would also eliminate the requirement for a judge to sign a warrant in order for government agents to obtain billing records from hotels, phone companies, and other businesses, replacing judicial review with an administrative subpoena. Essentially, agencies would be able to sign their own search warrants and conduct searches in routine secrecy without having to notify the subject of the search. Additionally, this law gives broad surveillance powers to the federal government and authorizes the issuance of wiretaps by a secret 7-judge court in Washington, D.C. The DOJ bill proposes a host of Wiretap Act expansions which are not limited to terrorist investigations and which vastly increase the power of a federal government to conduct surveillance of the reading habits and correspondence of the American people. The DOJ bill would expand the power of the police to record the phone numbers of incoming and outgoing phone calls on a call line to include surveillance of internet surfing and email. Coverage on Monday, September 24th, of the Anti-Terrorism Act was limited to Attorney General John Ashcroft's testimony urging hasty passage of the sweeping new police powers sought by the Bush administration. Although Ashcroft's testimony was open to television cameras, the committee's Republican staff ordered camera crews to leave when civil liberties and free speech advocates were called to testify. This happened in violation of House rules, which state, quote, "Whenever a hearing or meeting conducted by a committee or subcommittee is open to the public, those proceedings shall be open to coverage by audio and visual means," unquote. The Office of Homeland Security. On the evening of September 20th, President Bush allied himself with the worst enemies of freedom. He made a seemingly innocuous, even a comforting-sounding announcement. He said he had created the Cabinet-level Office of Homeland Security with Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge as its head. Now, most people were utterly unaware of the significance of Bush's new bureaucracy, but for anyone watching the advance of the police state policies in America, absolutely nothing could have been more ominous. You see how this ties in, folks, with what happened back in Germany? And it's curious, again, I relate back to that article by Don Nikoloff. It's the same players. The Homeland Defense Agency is not a new idea. Conceived by a bipartisan commission headed by former Senators Gary Hart and Warren Rudman, this Clinton-era conception, the Phase 3 report of the U.S. Commission on National Security 21st Century, is nothing less than the framework for a permanent military bureaucratic American police state. The new Homeland Defense Agency is the linchpin of a plan that extensively reorganizes both the executive and legislative functions of the U.S. government. Among other things, the plan makes the National Guard a national police force. It extensively federalizes both the study and the work of science, mathematics, and engineering. It creates numerous new sub-bureaucracies. The Homeland Security Agency itself is to, quote, be built upon the Federal Emergency Management Agency. With the three organizations currently on the front line of border security, the Coast Guard, the Customs Service, and the Border Patrol transferred to it. The plan calls for a new agency to oversee activities of the Department of Defense, as well as to assume a variety of duties now held by agencies from the Department of Congress to the FBI. Hitler controlled the German citizenry by mandating national ID cards, without which no one could obtain work, food, or travel. By means of the information on these cards, those who were socially unfit for the new German state were easily identified and eliminated. Within 2 weeks of the World Trade Center Pentagon attacks, Oracle chairman and CEO Larry Ellison called for the United States to create a national identification system to thwart terrorists and offered to donate the software for this massive enterprise. Under Ellison's proposals, Americans would be photographed and fingerprinted, and the information would be placed on a database used by airport security officials to verify identities of travelers at airplane gates. We need a national ID card with our photograph and thumbprint digitalized and embedded in the ID card, Ellison said in an interview Friday night on the evening news of KPIX-TV in San Francisco. We need a database behind that, so when you're walking into an airport and you say that you are Larry Ellison, you take that card and put it into a reader and you put your thumb down and the system confirms that this is indeed Larry Ellison. Let's see. Addressed to the Congress, Congressman Ron Paul offered a more sensible alternative. Here we go with Ron Paul again. You know, folks, this is our solution. Ron Paul is our solution to all of this. Okay, and if you've watched him, I just saw a couple of clips on him today. One of them when he was on Bill Maher the other night. I don't have HBO, but I watched it this morning on the Internet. Get behind him. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Okay, wake people up. Tell them to look at his voting record. This guy, if he gets into the presidency, all this will be all this that I'm reading will be nothing more than a bad dream because it's all going to go away. What a nice thought, huh? Let me continue with this. Address to the Congress. Congressman Ron Paul offered a more sensible alternative to the draconian measure of compulsory national ID cards. Now listen to this. Precise identification of all travelers on all our air flights is a desired goal. A national ID card issued by the federal government would prove to be disastrous to our civil liberties and should not be considered. This type of surveillance power should never be given to an intrusive, overbearing government, no matter how well-intentioned the motives. The same results can be better achieved by the marketplace. Now, see, this is Ron Paul's solution, folks. Passenger IDs voluntarily issued by the airlines could be counterfeit-proof, and loss or theft of an ID could be immediately reported to the proper authorities. An ID, fingerprints, birth certificates, or any other information can be required without any violations of anyone's personal liberty. This delicate information would not be placed in the hands of the government agents, but could be made available to law enforcement officers like any other information obtained with probable cause and a warrant. Now, see, that's sensible, okay? That's sensible. That's not draconian. The real terrorist network. For those who are skeptical that the present crisis could be at all analogous to early developments in Nazi Germany, we wish to present solid evidence that genocide is very much a part of the Bush family tradition. Government documents housed in the Library of Congress should convince even skeptics of the fascist connections of the Bush family and of the gravity of the present crisis in America, which extends far beyond Osama bin Laden's terrorist network to the larger network of Anglo-American elites who finance the Nazi terrorist regime. After 60 years of inattention and even denial by the U.S. media, newly uncovered government documents. Now, we're going to take a break here. Now, here's where you're going to see some comparisons with this and with Don Nikoloff's article regarding George H.W. Bush being George H. Scherf. So we'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more to say.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm reading an article here about the Bush family oligarchy funding the Hitler Project. And I'm getting down to, and this is where I really wanted to get, because all this stuff, you know, the history is written by the winners. And we really learned very little, if anything, about what really happened with Operation Paperclip and certain things that happened after World War II. And I allude back to this, you know, this article that Don Nikoloff intelligently wrote and took so much time to put together, over a year he took to document and go down the rabbit hole, proverbial rabbit hole, if you will, on the Bush family. Now, I want you to listen closely to this. This is from Washington. After 60 years of inattention and even denial by the U.S. media, newly uncovered government documents in the National Archives and the Library of Congress reveal that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of President George W. Bush, served as a business partner of and a U.S. banking operative for the financial architect of the Nazi war machine from 1926 until 1942, when Congress took aggressive action against Bush and his enemy national partners. The documents also show that Bush and his colleagues, according to reports from the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the FBI, tried to conceal their financial alliance with German industrialist Fritz Thyssen, a steel and coal baron who, in the beginning of the mid-20s, personally funded Adolf Hitler's rise to power by the subversion of democratic principle and German law. Furthermore, the declassified records demonstrate that Bush and his associates, who included E. Roland Harriman, younger brother of American icon W. Avril Harriman, and George Herbert Walker, President Bush's maternal great-grandfather, continued their dealings with the German industrial baron for nearly 8 months after the U.S. entered the war. The grandfather of President George W. Bush, Skull and Bones, 1968, was Prescott Bush, Skull and Bones, 1917, and his great-grandfather was George Herbert Walker. Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker were directors of the London-affiliated New York banking house of Brown Brothers Harriman and its various fronts, which funded and directed the military-industrial complex behind Hitler and the Nazi Revolution. In 1919, George Herbert Walker had organized W.A. Harriman and Company, which merged with the British Brown Brothers in 1931. In 1924, Avril Harriman, Skull and Bones 1913, and Fritz Thyssen, the German industrialist who began funding Hitler in 1923, set up the Union Banking Corp in New York to handle funds supplied through Thyssen's Dutch Bank for American investment. Prescott Bush, who had been an officer of the W.A. Harriman Bank since 1926, was a director of the Union Banking Corp from 1934 through 1943. According to government documents, all of the shares of the Union Banking Corp were held for the benefit of members of the Thyssen family. The federal government did not crack down on the Bush-Harriman Nazi operation until 1942. After the war, congressional investigation revealed that Fritz Thyssen's German Steel Trust, Germany's largest industrial corporation, which interlocked with Union Banking Corporation, produced a high percentage of Germany's national output of metal products and explosives. Vesting orders signed by the Office of Alien Property Custodian Leo T. Crowley, which were published in obscure government record books and kept out of the news, explained nothing about the Nazis involved, only that the Union Banking Corporation was run for the Thyssen family of Germany and or Hungary nationals of a designated enemy country. Interesting. You see how this ties in, folks? Okay, do you see how, you know, we're here, this first article that I read, that George Bush, this duplicitous SOB, has the audacity to get up on a radio address, Memorial Day, and talk about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are aimed at promoting in those countries the, quote, freedom people enjoy in the U.S., while on the other hand, he's turning around and systematically signing documents that take all of our freedoms away from us. And then you ask yourself, what are we fighting for over there? The Green Zone, which is a former palace of Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein, which, by the way, we placed into power to begin with. The 14 military bases. Remember the old, well, when they stand up, we'll stand down. Well, when's that supposed to happen? They stood up. Didn't they stand up? Okay. Don't they, the 70 plus percent of them want us out of there? Don't 70 plus percent of the American people want us out of there? Don't 70 plus percent of the military that's over there want to be out of there? Yet nothing happens. And then the Democratic Congress rolls over and lets another $100 billion to continue to perpetuate this fraud. Remember, we were sent over there on a lie to begin with. Cindy Sheehan, 4 years, you know, an icon, lost her son over there. I've got a guest coming on this week, Amy Branham, who lost a son in the military. These people spent 4 years of our lives standing up, being leaders for us, speaking out, voicing their opinions, appearing, getting arrested for crying out loud to try to do something about this, and yet nothing happens. Think about it, folks. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll see you in three. You got some more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Come a little bit closer and listen to what I have to say. Now, I've read off a number of articles. One was an email from Cindy Sheehan, folks, who's dedicated her life, lost her son over in Iraq, dedicated her life for the last 4 years to try to wake people up and get us out of there, and she's basically saying it's fallen on deaf ears. You know, people learn by their mistakes, and what's unfortunate is that our administration or these people in this administration who hand down their ideals from one administration to the next, they learn by their mistakes too. I'll take you back to Vietnam towards the last days. Well, yeah, actually even before the last days of Vietnam, I remember watching the TV, and I remember watching Dan Rather reporting, and I remember seeing the body bags coming home and the plane loads of dead soldiers coming home. I remember that. And I remember it being blasted on the news as a constant daily reminder of what was going on over there. And I remember the college campuses and the demonstrations that were consistently going on, and they were growing, and the signs were growing, and the outcry was growing, okay? And it came to a point where they had no other choice. The will of the people was just that, the will of the people. And ultimately, one day, the war ended. Well, yes, they learned by their mistakes. So now you don't see that. The dead soldiers in their coffins come in the middle of the night. And they land, and nobody's allowed to see. They aren't even allowed to get close. There's nothing reported. Every once in a while, there's a little blurb of what's reported here, and we lost two in Iraq here this day or whatever. They don't even report the truth because they learned by their mistakes. They knew there would be such an outlandish outcry. But on this Memorial Day, folks, I want you to remember. I want you to remember that even though it's you know, out of sight, out of mind, and even though you're watching American Idol, or even though that you're watching, you know, 24 on TV or whatever you're doing, this is still going on. Even though it's on the other side of the world, it's still there. And I want you to think about how many families are affected by that. I want you to think about how many families, not just mothers, fathers, but sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews and nieces that have been affected by either losing a loved one or having a loved one come back that is maimed, that needs psychological counseling, okay, that needs medical assistance. And then, even though our government is saying, oh, yeah, support the troops, put the little pink stickers on the back of your cars, when they get back home, they trick them into a general discharge and then deny them benefits. I want you to think about these guys. I want you to think of what's really going on here and the duplicity. And then you look back at saying, well, we're over there because we're bringing freedom to Iraq and Afghanistan. Excuse me, I had Dahlia Waspie, Dr. Dahlia Waspie, on my show Friday. She's got family over there. They are no more bringing freedom to Iraq than they're bringing freedom to the planet of Mars, for crying out loud. Okay? They're polluting that country and in turn polluting the planet. With depleted uranium, with bombs that have fallen, with people that are dying. It's not just our soldiers. It's the people of another country that we invaded on a lie. We went over there and we killed about 1 million of them now. And you have to ask yourself, what did they do to us? You know, those people over there, if you take an interview, they'll say, oh, hey, you know, it was heaven under Saddam Hussein, even though he was a brutal dictator. But guess what? Let's go back. Who put Saddam Hussein in there to begin with? We did. So there's soldiers dying. Every day there's soldiers dying, and they keep it out of the news. And then reminds me of a story when I was on KFNX and back in Phoenix. I got a call one day from a listener that her husband and two of his friends, they all went to the same church, great big church in Phoenix. I don't remember how many the constituents were. You know, they had, you know, 10,000 people that belonged to that church. And this guy and his two buddies went to Iraq. They all went at the same time. And this woman who called, her name was Jeannie, and she was fortunate enough. Her husband came back unwounded, unscathed. But she had caught one of my previous radio shows when I was talking about depleted uranium, and she said, you know, that my husband's two, well, our two friends came back, and they both, when they got back, their wives got pregnant, and they had babies, both of the two were deformed. And you have to ask yourself, what is the long-term, you know, total effects of this war because of the munitions that are being used over there? And then you take the water that's being, you know, as Dahlia Waspie said Friday, you know, these people drink bottled water if they can afford it, and it comes in from Kuwait, or they'll drink out of an RO unit that does not take the depleted uranium out of it. So they know that they're drinking something that is ultimately going to kill them, but they have no other choice because they don't have the money to do anything else. And there's a 50 to 60% unemployment rate, so a woman is afraid to even walk down the street for fear of being either raped or even more likely kidnapped for ransom, because that's the way they make a living over there. I don't call that bringing democracy to Iraq, folks. Do you? Or Afghanistan, for that matter. Or we've got, guess what? We've got Iran in our gun sights, and we're still beating the war drums there. And that other article I read you earlier about the covert operations being, you know, given the go-ahead by George Bush. Where does it end? Where does this end? It doesn't end until these people are out of there. And then you have to go back and ask yourself, who are these people? And I have to tell you, folks, from all that I have been able to uncover, all of the research that I have done, and I've done quite a bit of it, not as deep as some of these people go, like Don Nikoloff and others, and TV Kid, but I have done enough research to tie the dots together and say, you know what? The Nazi regime never died. These people are still here. They still have the same agenda. They're still doing the same thing. They're still conducting it in the same way. They're mirroring this legislation that was passed in Nazi Germany, and they're doing it to us, and they're not even telling the American people about it. Could you imagine what would happen if the American public actually knew what was going on here, as opposed to being entertained to death with American Idol? Which, by the way, is a whole other subject. You know, I tuned in the other night to American Idol to watch the winner, and the sad thing is, I go back to 2 or 3 years ago before I woke up, and I remember watching America. It was my favorite show. I used to watch it all the time, every week, religiously, without interruption. If I couldn't watch it, I'd record it. And I see it today, after I've awakened, and I see it in a different light. Yes, there's still talented people on there, and yes, there's Simon Cowell, and yes, there's Randy Jackson, and yes, there's Paula Abdul. But I see it now in a totally different venue. I see it as a means of a distraction and entertainment for the American people. And I see this as a means and a distraction when you talk about Anna Nicole Smith and you talk about Britney Spears and you put Don Imus on there. And it's like they've got it all figured. They've got a list of events that are going to unfold to distract you from what it is that they're really doing behind your back. And you know what's sad is that this denial that people live in, and I have to admit, I'm the first one to say so, folks, it's easier for these people to live in denial than it is to face the reality, because once you've woke up, you've taken the red pill and you've got the reality embedded in you, then you have to realize that, you have to do something about it, because if you sit there and you don't do anything about it, if you're a normal human being, it's going to eat you alive. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sorry to go off on a rant here, but this is Memorial Day, and on this particular day, of all other days, is a reminder that we're losing these people every day, and it's not being told to us. And if we don't lose them, they're being wounded, and they're coming back, and it's affecting their family, and it's affecting for every one of them that is wounded or killed, it affects 20 people in one way or another. Possibly more. So do the math on that, folks. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I listened to your show. It's very good. Since I have today off, I'm able to hear your show. And I can sense the frustration in your voice. And I'm a 9/11 activist. I'm an anti-war activist, 9/11 truther. I'm with the DC 911truth.org.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do as much as a lot of people, but I'm trying to do something. There's a reason cliches exist or why they're perpetuated. One of them is, no rest for the wicked. It's like these people, they're constantly behind the scenes trying to facilitate, the enslavement of the total population of the planet.
And they're hitting us from all angles as well, Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no rest. I'll just think of something else, another cliche that's apropos. But one thing I don't understand, it should be so obvious of what's going on. The lies about going into Iraq, and one thing I don't understand. I'm 54 years old. I protested against the war in Vietnam when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
And I was drafted in '72. But I went to Germany, and I knew that the odds of me going to Nam were practically nil. So I rolled the dice, and I didn't have to make any difficult choices. But I guarantee you I would have gone off to Sweden or Canada if there's any possibility of me going to Vietnam. Not because I'm a coward, because I couldn't see any point in getting killed for some stupid, ridiculous war. And I don't understand why our American soldiers allow themselves to be sent back for a second, a third, or a fourth tour now.
Well, there's still that element of the general public, and it's quite a few, evidently, Mike, that are dumbed down to the point where they really think they're over there fighting for freedom. Now, you know, these guys are going back on their second, third, and fourth tours. They know, and I will say that there's a small percentage of these fellas that enjoy killing. Okay, I've seen the videos. Now, I'm not saying there's a large percentage, but there is a small percentage of them that really, you know, they're indoctrinated into it. So I don't have the answer to it. It is a curious question as to why these guys continue to go back. I know the government's ordering them to go back, and I know that the government is wringing it out as far as they have a limited number of troops, and this is why they're training all these Blackwater mercenaries, and this is why the draft bill is on the back burner in Congress right now, sitting there waiting. You know, however, they couldn't push that through right now if their life depended on it, because they know there'd be too much of a backlash from the American people. But anyway, yes, you're right. I am frustrated because today's Memorial Day and we've lost all these guys. Cindy Sheehan has written a letter today, which I read the email. I don't know whether you read it or you heard it or not.
Yeah, I did.
And it's like, this woman has been an icon for standing up and protesting against the war. And it doesn't make any difference how many people, it seems, that speak out and how many demonstrations we have. And you're a Vietnam, you're a Vietnam era participant. You remember what happened back then. I'm old enough. I remember what happened back then. And the body bags were being shown on television. Okay? The demonstrations were being shown on television. They're not showing us any of that now. They learned through experience. They don't want us to know. They want it out of sight, out of mind, and distracting us with this,
yeah,
this mindless junk on mainstream TV. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's like you said. I mean, they really planned it well. I mean, they really made sure that there weren't going to be any mistakes. They had the embedded news media where people that they knew that were going to go along with the agenda. They restricted the flow of information. You know, I mean, they've had this thing planned out quite well, you know. And God forbid if martial law is declared. I mean, I've been to so many, I've been to both the anti-war rallies in D.C. recently, and our group has been protesting in front of the White House. So I'm probably on somebody's list somewhere. So,
oh yeah, they're making the list and they're checking it twice, Mike. You can guarantee—I'll guarantee you that, okay? Because all of this stuff that's going on, again, the Military Commissions Act and this latest, this presidential order that Bush has signed—it's all setting us up for what ultimately looks like it's going to be martial law. Who knows what they're going to bring down on us to implement it? But it's not going to be pretty, whatever it is.
Sure, I've got a friend of mine whom I can only describe as a survivalist, and he keeps telling me, don't go on these websites, don't go to these rallies, don't call on the talk shows like yours, you know, you're going to set up red flags. But, you know, I'm not going to live in fear, and I'm going to have to answer to God one day in my own small little way.
Mm-hmm.
To do something to change something, and there's people in my not only the truth group that do 10 times more than I do, but it's just, you know, I just feel compelled to try to tell people to hand out the DVDs, go up to total strangers. I wear my RBN 911 was an inside job T-shirt every time I go into downtown D.C.
Well, you're doing something, man. Listen, Mike, I appreciate the call. I appreciate your info. You are doing something. I got to run. The calls are starting to load up, and I've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left. So I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to CH in Alabama. CH, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Out there.
Hello.
Yes, this is CH.
Yes, CH, go ahead.
Yeah, I love your show. Appreciate your work. I'm a full-time listener. Briefly, I won't stay on the phone long. I want to just try to get you to repeat the website and what you were reading there, particularly how I can get that article about the Harriman brothers and Bush and such for calling in the local radio stations here.
Okay. The Bush, it's called the Bush Family Oligarchy Funding the Hitler Project, and it's on rents.com. That's
rents.com. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Ron.
You there?
I'm there.
Okay. Listen, I heard you reading from what apparently sounded like the Bush-Cheney Operations Manual, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, A History of Nazi Germany by William L. Shire. Shire was an AP correspondent during leading up to and during World War II, then he spent 10 years digging through Nazi archives after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And And I've read the book several times, but if your listeners will find this book and wade through it, man, you can find just about everything that's going on now in that book.
Repeat the book, Ron.
The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich,
okay.
A History of Nazi Germany by William L. Shirer.
Okay.
Now, right now we know for a fact that our media is controlled. They own not only the mainstream media, the newspapers, the networks, the wire services. The wire services are just like your computer. You put Anna Nicole in one end, you get Anna Nicole out the other.
Yeah.
So I talk to people who subscribe to foreign news services like Reuters or Hispanic people who get information over Spanish networks, and they say that everything that's what they hear outside the country is unbelievable compared to what we get here. It's all pap. It's all controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So if your listeners, I mean, there's even I remember reading about Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's minister of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
He controlled from Berlin all the information, all the newspapers throughout the country of Germany.
All right, Ron, I'm going to have to hold you over. You can finish that thought after the break, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my listener Ron on the line. We'll be back in three. Stick with us for the final segment.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Final segment coming up here, and I've got Ron in Oklahoma online. Ron, go ahead, continue.
Okay, Michael. You were talking earlier about the Enabling Act.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, all of this, the Reichstag fire, the Enabling Act, which gave Hitler extraordinary powers, this is the same thing we had after 9/11 with Bush. Now we have what I called Der Führer Directive, the Presidential Directive number 51, which basically gives Bush the power to declare himself a dictator in the event of just about any kind of disaster or emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, if you go back to Benito Mussolini, who was the Italian dictator leading up to and through World War II, he was known as the father of modern fascism. He defined fascism as the marriage of government and business, which is what we have now.
Right, corporatism.
Right, corporatism,
right.
Whatever you want to call it, fascism. They twist this thing, these things, they spin it, and I don't believe a word that comes out of the mainstream media whatsoever. And I would suggest your listeners do the same and tell people when they're trying to talk to others and convince them, look at this ridiculous media we have now. What do you have? Michael Jackson, Anna Nicole, blah, 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 BS and nonsense.
Well, even the news is entertainment. Dan Rather has reported that the news has gone from an actual news reporting agency, or somewhat thereof, to nothing more than fluff and entertainment. You know, everything that we see is nothing more than designed to distract and entertain us. That's all it's designed to do, while they do their dirty deeds behind our back. And it's, you know, it's to the point, well, when I read this email today, you know, Cindy Sheehan is actually bailing. The icon standing up for, you know, and trying to get us out of the war, that to me is very disconcerting. You know, it's like you throw your hands up in the air and you're saying, what can you do? You know, I think that our lone hope, Ron, is Ron Paul. And when we talk about this last order that George Bush signed, what concerns me more than anything is that if Ron Paul really does get nominated and he's running for president around, I would say September, October of 2008, they're going to pull off another false flag event so George Bush can implement his dictatorship full force. And just delay or cancel the elections and become the dictator Mein Führer forever. I hope that doesn't happen, but I would not rule that out of the cards because these people are psychopathic.
I remember George Wallace when he was running for president. I'm inclined to think Bush will kill Ron Paul. But anyway, Ron Paul's weekly telephone message number is 888-322-1414. We should plaster this number all over everything. Tell people about it. Tell them what's going on. Paint this phone number on our bumpers. 888-322-1414. This week's message says that the Kennedy-Bush amnesty law for illegal aliens also controls hidden North American Union legislation and hidden gun control legislation. We need to be telling everybody about that and get that information out, Michael.
That's a great idea, Ron. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. I've got it written down, buddy. Okay? Have a good one. Well, you guys, coming to the end of another show, Memorial Day, remember to say a prayer for our fallen soldiers, all right? This has not been a positive show. I'm trying to be positive. Vote for Ron Paul. He's our hope, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller. Here he's got a good show today. See you tomorrow. Bye.